headlines this hour. Hamas dismisses the Israeli move to ease the land blockade of Gaza as propaganda. BP chief is accused of stonewalling U.S. lawmakers and is told his firm ignored oil well dangers. And also this bulletin, confidence in the U.S. President Barack Obama has dropped sharply in many Muslim countries.
It is 1 a.m. in Gaza and 6 p.m. in Washington, D.C. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the office of the Israeli Prime Minister has announced that Tel Aviv agreed to ease Israel's blockade on the Gaza Strip.
Indeed, now Hamas has dismissed the Israeli move as propaganda. The office of Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a press release in English and Hebrew after a cabinet meeting. According to the English version, a decision was made to ease the siege, but in the Hebrew text, there is no mention of any such decision. The U.S. has welcomed the easing of Israel's blockade. The White House says it is a step in the right direction. But the Palestinians and Amnesty International have dismissed Tel Aviv's announcement. They say the restrictions should be lifted entirely.
The Israeli cabinet has approved what it calls a liberalization of its siege on Gaza to allow more civilian goods into the impoverished coastal strip.
This morning, the government of Israel took decisions to liberalize the system under which civilian goods may enter the Gaza Strip, to expand materials for projects inside Gaza that are under international supervision.
The decision comes as Tel Aviv is under mounting international pressure over its attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. The attack left 9 activists dead and many others missing. Meanwhile, Hamas says Israel's easing of the siege is only designed to reduce international pressure and quell international protests over the bloodshed at sea. Hamas has also called Israel's approval of a plan to allow civilian goods and construction materials into Gaza as valueless.
What is required is not the entrance of more goods, but to lift the siege in all its forms, the permanent opening of all Gaza crossings, and to ensure the passage and movement of people in total freedom and safety, and the entrance of all goods needed in the Gaza Strip.
The Hamas spokesman also called for international solidarity with Gazans against Israel's crippling siege.
We call for continued international solidarity with Gaza to ensure the breaking of all forms of the siege.
The comments come as Israel has failed to ease restrictions on the passage of people, exports, and on the import of raw materials for Gaza's industries, which were paralyzed after Tel Aviv's 22-day war on the Strip at the turn of last year. Israel's restrictions on banking transactions and the low amount of fuel and electricity allowed into the impoverished coastal strip have for years paralyzed Gaza's economy.
There is no such thing as easing the siege. This siege must be totally and completely lifted. This is a collective punishment against 1.5 million people living in Gaza. It has no political dimension, no security dimension.
The ongoing blockade has paralyzed all aspects of life in Gaza, depriving sick patients in particular of their basic needs and rights, and especially their freedom of movement. Many patients have died before being permitted to leave Gaza due to Israel's travel restrictions.
It's almost 4 years now of this illegal, inhumane situation. I am hopeful from what I hear, but I'm waiting to see it translated into action.
Many activists and rights groups, including Amnesty International, believe the promise of liberalization is playing with a blockade policy rather than reconsidering it or ending the collective punishment of Gaza's 1.5 million residents.
France has decided to take Palestinian TV channel Al-Aqsa off the air after accusing it of inciting hatred. The Hamas-run channel had been broadcasting its programs through French-based satellite provider Eutelsat. And the Palestinian Hamas movement has protested the move, calling it politically motivated. Network officials have also condemned France's decision. They say the ban is illegal and only aimed at satisfying Israeli and U.S. desires. Meanwhile, Al-Aqsa's deputy director says he believes the move is motivated by the channel's revelation of Israeli crimes in Palestine, especially during the Gaza war. Israeli checkpoints in the West Bank have seriously damaged the Palestinian economy and normal living.
A recent UN report said despite the decrease of the total number of roadblocks, movement is still very hard throughout the West Bank.
Crossing the West Bank checkpoints is a real nightmare for Palestinians, especially in the scorching sun and cold winter days. Last year, Israel reduced the number of checkpoints by 20%, but access has only been in the central corridor. This is according to a recent statement by the United Nations, which explains that 505 roadblocks are still in place. But in areas near occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Israeli settlements, and the heavily guarded Jordan Valley, there are still vast military zones that are off-limits to the Palestinians. The Palestinian economy has been tremendously damaged by the Israeli restrictions on the movement of people and goods.
This is the Israeli checkpoint of Kalandia, which separates the city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, from the rest of the West Bank. Here, a Palestinian who has an Israeli permit spends on peak times over 2 hours to be checked. But this is not the whole story, as there might be yet a couple of mobile checkpoints on the way to the Holy City.
Sometimes, people are forced to take a nap at the checkpoints. Some might even give birth. Also, there have been reports about patients dying in ambulances while waiting to be checked.
I remember the day my wife gave birth. We had to use 8 ambulances on the way to the hospital. Every checkpoint, I had to move her to another ambulance. It took us the whole day to reach the hospital.
What can you do if you're forced to wait on a checkpoint for hours and suddenly you want to use the toilet? There are no toilets here or any sort of basic facility.
Israel claims the checkpoints are for security reasons, but their real aim is to divide the West Bank. This is a clear violation of international laws.
According to the UN report, 26% of the West Bank is for military zones, firing ranges, and nature reserves off-limits to development, farming, or animal herding. Those areas are part of the 60% of the West Bank known as Area C, which is under full Israeli military control. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.
U.S. lawmakers grilled BP chief executive Tony Hayward over his company's role in the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Members of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce have told Hayward that his firm ignored oil well dangers while drilling in the Gulf.
Do you disagree with the conclusion that this was riskier to use this particular well lining?
I'm not prepared to draw conclusions about this accident until such time as the investigation has concluded.
Well, this is an investigation. That's what this committee is doing. It's an investigatory committee. And we expect you to cooperate with us. Are you failing to cooperate with other investigators as well? Because they're going to have a hard time reaching conclusions if you stonewall them, which is what we seem to be getting today. Mr. Hayward, you're not taking responsibility. You're kicking the can down the road and acting as if you have nothing to do with this company.
It seems as though you're trying to hide something. Sir, it's hard to hide 2.5 million gallons of oil a day pouring into the Gulf.
The explosion and fire aboard the Deepwater Horizon and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico never should have happened, and I'm deeply sorry that it did. I give my pledge as the leader of BP, that we will not rest until we make this right.
Well, the congressional panel also accused BP of taking risky shortcuts for economic reasons. Hayward's appearance on Capitol Hill comes a day after a meeting between U.S. President Barack Obama and BP officials at the White House. There, BP agreed to a $20 billion compensation fund for victims of the oil spill.
Confidence in U.S. President Barack Obama has drastically dropped in the Muslim world. That's according to surveys released by the Pew Global Attitudes Project. The polls come just a year after Obama sought a new beginning with the Islamic world in a speech in Egypt. The new surveys show that more than 8 out of 10 people in Egypt, Turkey, and Pakistan don't trust the United States and its president. The polls blame the fall in Obama's approval rating on the stalled Middle East peace process, as well as the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick check of the headlines this hour. Hamas dismisses the Israeli move to ease the land blockade of Gaza as propaganda. BP chief is accused of stonewalling U.S. lawmakers and is told his firm ignored oil well dangers. And confidence in the U.S. President Barack Obama has dropped sharply in many Muslim countries.